Burnout is all too common for many of us, particularly those working in health and social sectors. There's a new book that suggests it's time to reject busy and stress as badges of honour and learn to value well-being in order to make a meaningful difference at work. Author of The Health Hazard, Alison Coghlan, joins me now to tell us more. Hi there, Alison.
Hi, Jenny.
Now, you're a former CEO of a health company. How did you come to write this book?
Unfortunately, I experienced burnout myself. So like the common story of many people who work in the health and social sectors, both in direct and in indirect roles, I worked myself into a literal stupor. And so what we find in these sectors is that there's incredible passion and compassion that goes into our work, a lot of heart and soul. And often that comes at the expense of our own well-being. And so we can achieve great things, but all the while our energy and well-being can be depleting, and the challenges in both our work and our personal lives can lead to a state of decline before we end up face down. And it's a growing issue, and it's something that I chose to speak about in terms of my own personal experience, as the issue has been growing, and it's even more of an issue and a concern now that we're, you know, dealing with the issues related to COVID-19.
So it's called The Health Hazard, Take Control, Restore Wellbeing and Optimise Impact. So you're drawing from your own experiences, and I imagine you've been on a bit of a journey in researching the ways that you can rebuild yourself and the lessons that you can learn along the way, how to sort of address these problems, maybe scale it back a bit. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's about 6 years ago now that I was literally face down after a very long, slow decline. And in the book, I share what I learned along the way as I discovered, you know, various tips and tools and techniques that I used. And trust me, I tried anything that I could find that might help me to restore my well-being and get me back on track in work and in my life, as well as the research that I did for the book in terms of really developing a deep understanding of this broader issue about why this happens, what are the factors that influence burnout in both direct and indirect roles in the health and social sectors, and perhaps what we need to do about it in order to make this something that isn't normalised and accepted as a part of our career choices.
Of course, there are things beyond our control, you know, the amount of hours we work and being, you know, faced with pretty horrific circumstances from clients and that sort of thing. But what can we do to take control?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a whole lot of stuff in there about growing our insight, so creating insight into where we're at. Often when we're on a decline to burnout, we start to lose sight of the things that actually matter to us most, and we stop tending to those things, and those are the very things that will actually fuel our energy and well-being and ensure that we go the distance. There's particular issues about our mindset in terms of how we think about things. Sometimes we can surrender to the relentless busy, to the distress, to the issues that we face, and feel like we actually don't have control, whereas actually there are a whole range of things that we can take control of and make positive choices about that can help to sort of set us free, really, and set us on a different path.
Go on.
Sorry, the third key dimension is about then energy, around understanding what are the things that fill up our energy and well-being reserves and what are the things that drain us. Again, things that might be within and some things that might be outside our control, but we can choose how we replenish and restore, perhaps set boundaries around our work and think about how we're recovering and also diminish and reduce the drains that are keeping us on a path to burnout rather than a path to a sustainable practice.
With me at the moment is author Alison Coghlan. We're talking about burnout, particularly in the health sector. What about for leaders, having been a CEO in a health setting, is there something that you think that they could do to help restore balance for people and make them have better well-being?
Yeah, I think as leaders, it's absolutely fundamental that we consider it, that it's our responsibility to model great practice around setting boundaries, around taking care of ourselves. And when I reflect on my times, you know, as a burnt out leader, I don't think I was a very great role model within those workplaces because I was absolutely burning the candle at both ends and it was not sustainable. And there's a, you know, incredible toll that comes when you've got, you know, staff who are unwell, where you've got lots of turnover and you're constantly feeling like you're putting out fires. So I think as leaders, we need to reframe our focus that it's not about resilience or great productivity. It's about resilience and great productivity. And we have to be the role models for better. We need to be self-caring leaders. We need to be giving permission for people to set boundaries and look after themselves and restore and recognise that this is going to actually lead to much more productivity and sustainability in our organisation.
Well, author of The Health Hazard, Alison Coughlan, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jenny. Cheers.